Pretty big game for you tonight. You just finding the net, feeling good out there.
Yeah, well, I mentioned to the lady out there at halftime that I sat out a few games this season, but came back strong and everything like that through my team and stuff. And whenever I got the ball, they were giving me a lot of space and room, so whenever I had a chance, I took it.
Talking about, you know, you said you missed scratch a couple times this year, and you come out and you score 4 goals. You know, where did that come from personally?
Like I said, they were just we were finding each other. We noticed it early that, and we kind of thought that they were going to be laid back and stuff, and they were. So we just kind of stayed spread and moved the ball like our offense usually does. And we had a lot of good looks. Like, everybody had good looks, but mine just fell mostly every time. So it felt good, and everybody felt good out there, and we just kept working hard.
Has to be the finish. That has to be the way that a Rochester Buffalo game finishes, right? I mean, down to the wire. You can't ever just go away quietly, right?
Oh yeah. Well, the first game we played them, they kind of scored a lot of goals on them, and then they came back pretty strong. But Buffalo's always a tough team to play, especially when we come into this arena. There's 19,000 fans screaming and everything, and we only have like 100 or 200 or something like that. But we just kind of played against the crowd and the refs and other teams. So we had a lot against on our backs there, but we stayed strong and went hard every shift.
It's the type of game, I think maybe because of the stakes, that everyone was a little more conscious than normal of not making mistakes and you know, kind of settling back and maybe being too cautious at times?
For sure. Every shift, you know, was important. Like our face-off team, that came right down, started on the ground with loose ball, with any reset or anything like that. Everybody knew it was on the line, making playoffs either. It was them or us, so we just kind of capitalized on every mistake that they made, and we just kind of stayed positive on everything.
Is it important to have that second seed to go back home to Rochester?
Oh, yes. It feels good. It's always a big step to have playing in your home barn in the playoffs. So hopefully we get a good crowd there and move on from there.
Huge game. Comeback fashion. It's got to be a big momentum boost going into the playoffs.
For sure. Like last year, it was kind of the same kind of deal. And hopefully we can just continue on from last year and beat everybody.
That's a wrap, Coach Bill Gornow.